When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that always got your back every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of Webinar Ninja, an independent software company I started with my co-founder back in 2014. And in today's episode, you will learn how to achieve your goals for 2023. It's that time of year where we start to reflect on the last year, 2022, and start planning what we want to achieve in the next year, 2023. You might pull out the whiteboard, the sticky notes, and start mapping out your plan. I'm here to tell you, don't. At least don't do it until you listen to this episode. I'm going to share with you what is the one thing that's going to greatly increase your chances of achieving your goals for 2023. This is a strategy I learned from my friend and fellow entrepreneur, Noah Kagan, who is employee 30 at Facebook, number 2 at Mint, and the founder and the CEO of AppSumo. He learned it from Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook. And today, you're going to learn it from me. There's nothing more disappointing than getting to December at the end of the year and looking at the goals you set out at the start of the year and realize you really didn't hit any of your goals. Why does this happen? Well, you're going to find out in today's lesson, as well as the strategy I recommend to make sure you nail your goals, so that this time next year, you feel like an absolute winner and legend. You and your business has moved forward leaps and bounds. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. What I'm going to share with you today is actually a really good strategy for achieving your goals, whether it's your business goals or your personal goals. If you're trying to get fit or pick up a new skill or improve your relationships or whatever it is. But the strategy is especially important to utilize in a business because you can get your whole team on board to help you achieve this goal. And that's a little bit of a hint as we move forward, this goal. So like I mentioned, my buddy Noah Kagan taught me this, who learned it from Mark Zuckerberg, and the whole strategy is surrounded by one word, focus. There's so much that can be achieved when you focus all your energy on a goal. This means saying no to things, which is a struggle for a lot of people. But when you say yes to something, you're saying no to another thing because you have a limited amount of time and resources. So here's the strategy. You're going to set one goal for 2023. If you'd like, you could do what I do, where I set one goal for the business and one goal for myself personally. So in 2022, my personal goal was around health and fitness, and my business goal was all around reliability and confidence. I'll explain later. Now, this is actually quite hard for entrepreneurs because they don't know how to choose sometimes. They're like, I want to grow my business, get more customers, but I also want to save money, but I also want to be more profitable, but I also want to grow my Twitter followers, all this stuff, right? And again, the problem with having multiple goals for your business is that you're spreading your efforts thin. You don't actually achieve any of the goals that you set out because your efforts have been spread across maybe 3, 4, 5, 10 goals. On top of that, when you share these goals with your team members in your business, they're spreading their efforts. They don't know what to focus on. They don't know what's really important. So what this strategy does, it says that, hey, we're going to focus on this one goal this year. Everybody's job is to hit this goal, whether you're in marketing, you're in sales, you're an engineer, you're in customer support. It doesn't matter. So with my goal for 2022, for our company, Webinar Ninja, we wanted to have reliability and confidence. That's really what we wanted to focus on. We want to improve our software and our service and our whole experience so it's more reliable and people are more confident. This means all our engineering efforts were focused on those things. Our customer support team was making sure that our customers felt more confident to run webinars and supported them that way. We started a community called Ninja Town to give them the skills and the abilities and the support and the best practices to make sure that they're successful with webinars. The marketing team used these words in their marketing: confidence, reliability, stability, a product you can trust. So you get the point. Everybody was singing from the same song sheet. And because of that, we made some huge strides in this area. The product is so rock solid because that's all we focused on. Our customers super confident, and that's what they say about our product when they give us reviews. Our churn is at all-time low. Our NPS rates super high. Customer satisfaction numbers through the roof. And that's because we focused on one goal. See, the thing about having one goal that people don't talk about is that by focusing on one thing, it makes you great at it. It allows you to make a lot of progress in one area. Now, when you make that progress, it actually influences different parts of the business. It's just like I mentioned, you know, the churn is down, customer service is up, the reviews are more glowing, our NPS is high, and that's all a result. These are all signs or results or the fruit of all that focus and labor in this one area. So your job is to decide, what is your goal going to be for the next year, 2023? What are you going to focus on? What is everybody on your team going to just work their tail off to make sure you are incredible when it comes to achieving this thing? And here's the thing that people don't talk about that is so important. If you run a business, in order for you to have a solid business that lasts a lifetime, it's going to take some years. That means you have many years to choose different goals. So don't worry if you have other things you want to do. You can do it the next year and focus on that and make major strides. Now, the thing I love about this strategy is that once you actually accomplish the goal, so for example, you just finished 2022 or about to finish 2022, and reliability and confidence is so a part of the company now. It's so drilled in. It's a part of the fabric and what we've built inside of the actual product that this becomes the standard and it carries over the next year as we build upon our next goal. So 1 year, your goal could be customer growth. The next year, it could be profitability. The next year, it could be website traffic, whatever. The point here is that you can just choose one goal for each year, and by the end of 10 years, you're dominating in so many areas in your business. This requires you to have a bit of a long-term view and more of a commitment mentality. I'm going to commit to this thing so that my business is world-class when it comes to this. Now, what I love about this is that there is no distractions. There's no ambiguity. The whole team has one goal. So making decisions is super easy. My buddy Noah told me that when they used to go to Mark Zuckerberg over at Facebook and say, hey, I have an idea for XYZ. And Mark would ask, will this thing help us achieve our goal? And if it doesn't help us achieve our goal, it's a no. Sorry. We're only interested in things that are going to help us achieve our goal. And this is the beauty of having this one goal that everybody's going to be rallying around, is that it's easy to make decisions on what to work on. It's easy to make decisions on what to invest in. It's easy to make decisions on what to actually do when they wake up in the morning and show up to work. Everything is now for the sake of this goal. Everything has this beautiful intention. So for example, this past year, when somebody write in a customer and say, hey, I want to get started with Webinar Ninja, what are the steps? The person who's answering this customer has in mind, I want to make sure this person feels confident. So when I reply to them, I got to instill confidence. So let me show them how easy it is to get started. It's beautiful. And what I love about this as well is that at the start of the year, when you set the goal for the team and you share with them, it becomes like a celebration, almost like a rebirth, something new for them to look forward to and work towards. Your job is just to choose. Choose what your business's goal will be for next year and go laser focus. Look at all the things you can do, all the tasks, all the projects, all the work that you can do to actually move the needle in this area to contribute to your goal. To wrap up today's lesson, here are a few tips on choosing your one goal for 2023. Make a list of your top five, the things you really want to do. Then ask yourself, which one of these things are holding me back from being successful as a business? Which one of these things, if I just had an order and we're world class in this area, will it make the most impact in my success? That's the one to choose. That's the one that's actually going to give your whole team so much momentum, strength, confidence, and energy to keep moving forward. There's nothing like winning. There's nothing like succeeding and hitting your goals that will allow your whole team to believe, to be like, wow, this is really happening. This is great. The business is moving. I'm a part of something special. Now, your job as a leader is to track progress. You only got one goal to now track, not a million. So ask yourself, what are the metrics that are going to contribute to achieving this goal? And those are the metrics you have to track so you can make sure you're getting closer and closer to your goal. I do this with my own coaching students over at Mission Control. It's a coaching program that we run here at the $100 MBA. And each student gets what we call the Mission Control Dashboard. And it's a dashboard where they track the metrics every single week that will move the needle and get them closer to their goal. So for example, let's say customer growth is your goal. Well, you're going to ask yourself, what are the things that I have to improve or work on to have more customers? Well, you might say, I need to grow my email list because I do a lot of email marketing. I need to run a few more webinars because I know when I do a webinar, I make sales. And I know when I send out X amount of emails, I make more sales. So that means we're going to track these metrics every week. How many subscribers do we have on our email list? What are we doing to get subscribers? It keeps us laser focused. How many webinars am I doing? Am I doing one a week so I can make sure that I keep sales up? How many emails am I sending out to my segments and to my audiences? Am I improving the quality of my emails and telling stories and nurturing our audience? So you're looking at specific metrics that contribute to your goal every single week so that there's no surprises. You know, from week to week, are you moving closer or further away? If you're not moving closer, you know you need to make a change. You need to do something different. You need to change your strategy, or you need to actually do the work that you're not doing. No excuses, no surprises. This allows you to achieve the goal before you achieve it. You know it's going to happen because you see the trend. Thanks so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. I hope today's episode helped give you a new perspective on setting your goal for 2023 for your business and maybe even for yourself personally. I know that this mindset shift, this strategy really shaped my world and really helped me in a tremendous way. And I wanted to share it with you so I could do the same for you. If you love this podcast, make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio. Just hit follow right now as you're listening. That's the little tick mark or the heart on Spotify. It means a ton, and it's the best way for you to support the show and to push the $100 MBA Show on podcasting apps and let the algorithm know, hey, this podcast is pretty good. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. When you set your goal and you announce it to your team and you share with them and you work out who's going to do what, it's not a once and done thing. You got to remind your team almost monthly, if not weekly, hey, this is our goal. This is what we're doing. What are you doing to move towards the goal? Are we doing the tasks that we agreed on? People need reminders. People need to hear it more than once. People lose focus, and your job is to keep them on track, to remind them to focus. Share the why. Why is this goal important? What does life look like when they do hit the goal? How is the business different? How does it impact their job and their life and how they're impacting others? This is part of your job as the leader of the company, is to inspire and to explain and show why this matters. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll check you in tomorrow's episode, Free Ride Friday. I'll see you then. Take care.